On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. We're back at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook for more. Twice in 1 week. This is turning into a second home for us. You know? If the Steelers were to ever have... If they were to start construction on a new stadium... Where would they play their games in the meantime? That's what this is becoming for us, our second studio. Jacksonville's playing in Orlando.
What's our third studio?
Studio B. Yeah, you're right. Studio C, this pretty much is.
Yeah.
Like, Jacksonville's going to play in Orlando the next 2 years.
Vikings played at Minnesota Stadium, U of M.
Would the Steelers go play in Morgantown?
Bethel Park Stadium?
Seriously? Would they go to State College?
I would think they'd have to go to State College. Would they be able to even come close to filling a place that actually fits 108,000 or whatever?
For some games, I think, yeah.
But then I think there'd be others where they'd have that place half full.
Oh, my God. For a Monday night game, there'd probably be
actually,
about 20,000
wrong.
People there.
There would be students who would go to that game. They'd be like, what, an NFL game?
True.
If, like, they could mess with the ticket prices so students could go, they'd fill a student section. Bunch of Eagles fans that go to Penn State just booing the crap out of the team.
Morgantown would make the most sense, but I don't think they'd want to take them out of state.
It's also only, like, what, a 40,000-seat stadium? 55,000 seats?
I think it's 68,000. Actually, no, wait, that's Acrisure. Maybe it's 60, right on the nose. 6-0.
All right.
Well, it's going to be my guess.
60,
Marlin
exactly.
Puskar Stadium.
Milan Puskar. Was that a person?
Yeah, I think it's the guy behind Milan.
Milan Labs?
Yeah. I know it's spelled differently, but I think he's the guy behind that.
Huh.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I've never gone and done a deep dive. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is. Yeah. I've never done a deep dive into the nature of West Virginia.
I'm married to someone who went to school there and roots for their team.
Yes, I'm not. I'm married to someone who went to Kent State, which was probably the worst team in FBS history last year.
Mason Rudolph getting first-team reps again today at practice. We heard him joking around with the media about his relationship with Aaron Rodgers and how hunky-dory everything is in that quarterback room now that Ben Roethlisberger's not there. And Mason Rudolph actually has a quarterback he can get along with and also doesn't look at his competition like it was when you had Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Rudolph, and they were all fighting for the same job. Now you have a defined pecking order, and everybody gets along swimmingly, apparently. I want to open things up at 412-928-9370 and ask the following question. Why do so many Steelers fans have a Mason man crush? What is the reason why, for you out there, that you're such a big Mason Rudolph fan? 412-928-9370. Because he has to be one of the Steelers' most popular players. When we were here on Monday, we were talking about how insane the pop was for him. The crowd response was when he went into the game against the Bengals. It wasn't, oh no, Aaron Rodgers is injured. This sucks. Like, the air came out of the balloon in there. It was, yes, we get to watch Mason Rudolph play football now. Yippee. And I said this on Pro Football Talk Live today with Florio. He had me on.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
And I'm bringing it up because we have the MILF Hunter here with us. He is our version of Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl in Philly, but he had folk hero status there, and it also seemed like he only played well for the Eagles and sucked for everybody else.
I think it seemed like that because largely that was pretty much true.
And Mason Rudolph, as you've pointed out a lot, was not good last year in Tennessee, but he comes back here after that one-year sabbatical, and he picks up right where he left off from 2023 with the Steelers. So it looks like this is his comfort zone, his happy place, and Steelers fans react in kind whenever they see him play. I have a couple theories why fans love him the way that they do, and tell me which one you think is the most accurate and paints the more accurate picture of things. The first one is, I think it's another reason, it gives people another reason to support a guy who Tomlin got wrong. So it's like, by being a big Mason Rudolph fan, I get to, again, as this fan base, I think, has dropped Mike Tomlin's approval rating lower and lower over the years, it's, hey, this guy was wronged by Mike Tomlin. This guy was discounted by Mike Tomlin. This guy was disrespected by Mike Tomlin. This is another thing that Mike Tomlin gets wrong as a head coach. He should have given Mason Rudolph a fair shake. He should have given him a better shot. So I'm going to back the guy because right now the coach really is not, everybody's favorite son here. Because I don't think it's the best. I don't think it clearly can't be Ben didn't like him, so I'm going to like him.
That's a piece of it, because I think as Ben's career has gotten further and further away in the rearview mirror, I do think people are willing to, like, I've seen more people than ever before, now that he hasn't played in, four full seasons or whatever, willing to acknowledge that they loved him as a player, don't think he's a particularly likable guy. But I don't think that's the main part. It's absolutely some of it for some people, though, who probably are like I have been about Ben the person, that I didn't think he was a great teammate. I think your first point was actually the one that I had a couple swirling around, but your first point was one of them.
Yeah, and then the other one for me that I wrote down here would be this one. People like being right. And when Mason Rudolph was drafted, and actually, let me actually rewind. People watched him play Pitt, and he was great in both games. And before that draft, there were a lot of Steelers fans who said Mason Rudolph would be a great pick, because that was before, like, this mobile quarterback evolution in the game. Big guy, makes throws from the pocket. You watched him disembowel and dismember Pitt twice. Hey, this guy would fit great in our offense. He can be groomed as a successor. Then your team actually goes out and does that, and you don't want to look bad. It's like, part of the reason why I wanted Kenny Pickett to thrive here was because I thought he would. You know, like, you want Broderick Jones to do well because you said, hey, this guy's going to be their best left tackle in team history. And Mason Rudolph was a very, very sexy pick by the Steelers when they made it, with tons of Steelers fans who were celebrating that they stole him in the third round.
Well, they wanted to believe, too, that they were going to pull like a Green Bay Packers, where they were going to have a direct line of succession.
Yes. And it's I told you so.
Well, I just think people like the idea that when you pick a guy who looks the part, 6'5", he's 230 or whatever, he's a big guy, you know, he's good enough arm. They also just want to believe that, like, yeah, that looks like a sound pick. And even though I feel like there should have been, like, a little bit of warning bells, I remember they went off for me, and probably you, and I think everybody else at the station. They draft the guy in the third round after they draft the receiver that he was throwing to. You would pretty much never invert that structure if you really believe the quarterback was the better player there. Mm-hmm. But they then hit you with the first-round grade. Ben immediately is against it because he
feels threatened.
Feels threatened, and I think also in Ben's case probably felt like you couldn't do more to help me. Instead, you just drafted this dude when, like, it would be very nice if I had maybe another good lineman or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he did stink. I also think people, I also think people like a redemption story. You say people like to be right. I think people like a redemptive tale. The prodigal son is one of like the most well-known stories in the Bible because its fundamental theme is like not forgiveness.
Wow, Malsy 10 minutes in, going back to the Bible here.
Well, forgiveness is not really applicable here, but like it's redemptive in terms of on the field, he got benched for a guy named Duck, and you're wearing your Duck hunting hat or your Duck calling hat. He got benched for a folk hero who, and I loved watching Duck Hodges. We talked to him at the Wild Things game. I think Duck would probably admit deep down he does not have the, you know, he did not have like the size or skills to like stay in the NFL very long. He was in there for one season. And I think people like the fact that Mason Rudolph didn't give up, even though they seemed ready to give up on him repeatedly. And whenever he finally got his chance, like a steaming Willie Beeman situation, basically, he actually took it and ran with it. And I also think people like it because of how you mentioned the Tomlin stuff at the beginning. He is literally the reason Tomlin doesn't have a losing season. Because I think if they go with Trubisky or even go back to Kenny,
yeah,
they lose more games than they win that year.
Yeah,
I think people enjoy the fact that a guy Mike thinks is just not all that or not very good saved Mike's supposedly precious streak and even got his team to the playoffs. I think people like twisting that knife, too. So he also, other than the Garrett situation, which is ugly all around, and I think he comes off, obviously, in the end here as a very sympathetic figure in that one. Tomlin defends him, Pouncey, everybody else. Like, nationally, I think there's a worse view of him, but here he's sympathetic. Other than even that, just from a controversy standpoint, there's nothing. There's just him kind of just, aw shucks, you know. Hi, I'm a guy from the South. Like, I'm from South Carolina or whatever. I'm from suburban Charlotte. I kind of just do my thing. He takes weird pictures with him holding fruits or whatever it was.
In overalls?
Yes. Like, just, it seems like reasonably harmless, everything about him off the field, and I think people gravitate towards that, too.
And I don't think it's just, well, it's because he's the backup quarterback and everybody likes a backup, because when he was the backup and he was the backup ahead of Kenny Pickett, he got booed constantly. I mean, it honestly, it was like awkward at Steelers games because the home fans were treating him so harshly. So not every backup quarterback is adored. Not every single one is, you know, put on a pedestal. When Trubisky was backing up Kenny and he would go into games, he didn't get cheered. You know, it was like, oh no, we've got to play Mitch Trubisky. So it doesn't always go that way.
I think when he was so far buried down the depth chart, though, as the third string guy, like Trubisky had the unenviable task of being a signed quarterback in a year where they drafted a first rounder who also happened to be from Pitt.
Yeah.
I think Rudolph was insulated from some of that.
In terms of like things I've experienced, the closest phenomenon to this, the backup quarterback being this popular, is when Flutie went in Buffalo when I was a kid growing up near there and watched that happen. And because he was like a short, he had short king. You know, never got a shot because he was so small.
Yeah, there were things about him that were easy to appreciate and root for the common person, because he was built basically like me.
Yeah. And everybody latched onto that and loved him.
Yeah.
And I see shades of that.
He also objectively rallied the team.
Yeah, they made
in
the
like
playoffs
a fun way.
And got benched for the playoffs.
I know. There's
famously
a little, you'll probably disagree, or maybe disagree on principle, but maybe Donnie will. No, Donnie was too young. There's a little bit of Cordell's second act in 01 here. Now, Cordell had it up and go up and down all the time. Like, 97, he was really good, and then he blew up in the AFC title game. He lost that job, though, after some bad play, like a longer stretch than Mason's bad play in 2019, a much longer stretch. They were in the wilderness. They signed Kent Graham to be, like, you know, their quarterback of record. Radio stations in town are making songs called Cordell Graham, saying if you could just graft together Kent Graham's arm and Cordell's legs, you'd have a great quarterback. Graham sucks. And then, like, this worm started to turn late in 2000 where Cordell got them to 9-7. And then he kind of had a springboard into his, I think, obviously, his best year as a pro and got him to an AFC title game where it once again blew up. But he did recover in popularity from some, as you're well aware, very ugly off-field lows about fans spreading rumors about him and became very popular. Mason, it's never gotten close to that point, but that's the only analog I can come up with in relatively recent Steelers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My mindset is if I'd be ready, if I need to play.
Is it easier because you've been in this situation kind of before?
Yeah, I think got a lot of different experiences to draw from. Whether you find out the day before the game, you know, you're thrown into the game first quarter, in the second half, or you get the whole week of reps. So definitely draw from those experiences.
Mason, Mike Thomas said you were oozing confidence.
I felt like I was oozing jitters. I don't know about confidence, but it's always after your first couple of completions that gets you into the rhythm of the game. It was nice working with the first team offense quite a lot through training camp. And, you know, when you go in the huddle, it's not like there's a bunch of new faces that you hadn't worked with. So that was good.
All right, Mason Rudolph, ready to go if called upon. And right now, we still think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but for the second straight practice, Mason Rudolph led the charge. And I think a lot of Steelers fans would be more than happy with that if they got a shot, even though this is a game Aaron Rodgers had circled on his calendar since he signed with the Steelers. I think fans continue to be intrigued by Rudolph, encouraged by Rudolph, excited whenever they get a chance to watch Mason Rudolph. And we started the show by asking the question, why do Steelers fans like this guy so much? Because he is a fan favorite. I'd say he's more popular than Cam Hayward because of what happened with Hayward this offseason. I mean, there really are not many Steelers players who like are universally loved the way that Mason Rudolph is, man.
He hasn't played poorly enough either. Really, even in the playoff game, again, you can't pin it on him, and that's 2 years ago now almost, two full like calendar years. He's come in four of the last five games. He goes and beats the Bengals and keeps George Pickens happy. They're like completely buddy-buddy. He goes into Seattle where his predecessor, Ben Roethlisberger, famously or infamously never won, a very tough place to play for the most part, and delivered like a command, totally in control performance, where even his biggest skeptic, who I think actually is his own head coach, is caught on NFL Films mic saying, pass to win the game. Like, I am putting the ball in this guy's hands and I want him to hit the kill shot here, which he did. Then he goes in like the complete slop. And I know it's against the Ravens backups, but in a game where like ball security is paramount, got to win, and at some point in the game he's got to have a throw, and he gets it. He comes into this game.
Ice cold.
And he's just cold as could be on a windy day where it is kind of tough to throw the ball, And I'm nitpicking like one crossing route that he didn't hit. But other than that, it was just a very professional. I thought he was bad, like looked bad on his first series, maybe looked kind of like jittery, like he said. Once he got going a little bit, just nice, easy, steady offense. And what are people going to nitpick about when they barely see him in games that count? And when they do, he almost always looks good suddenly.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can listen to us on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can watch us and follow along and comment on our YouTube page, 93.7 The Fan on YouTube. Just search 93.7 The Fan, you'll find it. Same thing with Twitter and X, 93.7 The Fan. You can now watch our show live there. 412-928-9370. Here's Joseph on the Fan. Hello, Joe.
Oh, man, thanks for getting me on. You guys are awesome. So I'm Mason Rudolph's biggest fan. I was the guy that compared him to Joe Namath here a while back. The guy just plays, and he just sits in a pocket. I mean, he plays so much better. And to go back into the 2019 season, I don't know what you guys are so excited about the Duck. Look at his stats. He had a 72%. Like, his ratings were terrible.
We weren't excited about Duck. The point was that Duck was still better than Mason, and Mason was bad enough to be rightfully benched for Duck.
How? Look at the stats. He had 13 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 82%.
Joe, I don't want to relitigate this so much later. I was at a game in Cincinnati where they were losing to
the team
that would get the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
He looked like he was shell-shocked, and Mike Tomlin needed someone to save them, and Duck did.
Yeah.
That's all?
One game. 5'10", undrafted, gets in there. I mean, it was Ben Roethlisberger that put his freaking thumb on thumb on Mason. That was the only reason why he didn't really get a shot. I mean, why didn't they just get behind him? I mean, they had a first-round grade on this guy. That is the biggest mistake Mike Tomlin ever
made. If they had a first-round grade on him, I guess I don't need to ask him two questions. Why did they draft him in the third round, and why did they draft the entirely average wide receiver at the pro level, James Washington, that he threw the most passes to at Oklahoma State around earlier than him? See, I can't. That call makes me just kind of roll my eyes. Did he not watch the? I don't care. I'm not relitigating 2019. The reason people like him right now is because they haven't seen him play bad football
but
in games that counted for a while.
It gets back to what I brought up. There are a lot of people like Joe who think this guy got a raw deal and got screwed.
Well,
and
Joe,
I probably didn't articulate this the correct way at the beginning of the show. But that is also something that a lot of people can relate to in either their sports lives where politics interfered or their work lives.
Not literal politics, but like sporting politics.
Yes. Yeah, like high school sports, whatever.
Roethlisberger infamously, I think, resented his high school coach because this coach's son played quarterback till Ben was a senior.
I didn't play because of nepotism or whatever.
I didn't get recruited highly.
Yeah, and they probably see and feel some of that with Mason. Here's a guy that got screwed because of who the starting quarterback was and who the head coach was and what he wanted and needed to basically fight tooth and nail and scratch and claw to get a shot. And every time he has lately, he's come through with it.
He also is a rare caller who I thought sounded like he blamed, if anything, Ben more than Tomlin even. He put his thumb on the scale against him. That part is true, by the way.
No doubt.
For specifically the 2019 stuff, people disliked him immensely then, because Ben disliked him. And I'll say this. Now, you were an early adopter of fire Mike Tomlin. That was only two seasons removed from them being 13-3. Most people around town were livid about the Jags game, but it wasn't like there was a groundswell of support for the idea that Mike had gotten completely stale and needed to go. That was Ben's influence back then getting people against Mason Rudolph.
Here's Phil in Warrendale. Hello, Phil.
Hey, big fan.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, I'm not a Mason Rudolph fan by any means. I'm not like everybody else around here that thinks Mason Rudolph got screwed, got a raw deal. I do think that Mason Rudolph is serviceable. And I don't think that you guys ranked quarterbacks, I think, the beginning of this year that the Steelers have had since Ben. And you had Mason Rudolph at the top. I mean, I think that Mason could have got the Steelers to the point of where we have been since Ben retired had he had the team this whole time. And we could have built around him, not wasted a first-round draft pick on Kenny Pickett, you know what I mean, not pissed around with with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and all these guys and built a serviceable team around a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, but thanks. I mean, we'll see. We'll never know, is I guess what I'll say about it. He's 0-1 in a playoff game, so he's right there in the same bucket as Ben since 2016 and Russell Wilson and these guys that have gotten a shot. But the fact that you could have paid him a little bit of money and tried to build the team around him is fair. I mean, they didn't pay Russell a lot of money though, and they're not paying Aaron Rodgers a lot of money.
Actually, so would people be more excited if say Mason has to play a couple more games this year and plays well? What would people rather have? He gets like an actual quasi market value contract for like an average to below average starter, like a top 20 starter. That's what you thought he could be. Would people rather have that or have them draft a first round quarterback? I think there would be, based on the way people talk in the YouTube comments that I'm seeing today, the callers, it sounds like a decent chunk of the Steelers fan base would be more than happy to see Mason get, I'll just spitball and say like $22 million a year or something, which is low-end quarterback money as a starter, and have him get like 2 years to prove he can do it versus take a first-round quarterback.
I like the guy, and I would not do that.
Well, right, neither would I. He's a nice story, but that's where I think people are just getting carried away.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. And it is absolutely slammed here. Fans, I think, already filing in for Bills and Texans. Some Thursday night football. Pitt plays a basketball game in Daytona Beach against Central Florida tonight. They'll have that game on here.
Is it wrong, Pony, that I have no idea? I know Central Florida's in Orlando. I have no clue how far, like, Orlando is from Daytona Beach.
Neutral site game in what is called the Legends Classic, which is a one-game tournament.
I don't think a tournament can be called as such if it's one game. That's just a game.
Yeah. And there used to be more teams, but I guess they backed out, so they were left with only these two.
So this is just it is both the opening game and the championship game of the Legends Classic. So no matter what, each team is guaranteed to be at worst the runner-up. I'd hang a banner for that.
Jason Mackey joins us now. Pirates Insider brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house November 1st. westminster.edu for more details. Jason, were the Pirates close to signing Josh Naylor?
No. From what I understand, I mean, we might need to define close, Andrew, but I mean,
did the Pirates offer him $25 million plus per year, 3 years, $75 million, which is, I believe, what Jeff Passan's report was?
Yeah, that's my I had heard 78. It's in that range.
78, okay.
78, 80. I mean, we're talking about the same thing. So, I mean, like, I don't think they were close because I don't think Josh Naylor was close to leaving Seattle. I mean, were they interested? Were they sniffing around it? Yes. I mean, I think that part is fair. And I know the next thing we're probably going to go to, guys, is like how close are they on Kyle Schwarber? And I have my doubts. I think they're going to spend some money this offseason. I've said that with you. I maintain the same thing, but I think Kyle Schwarber might be a little bit too rich.
Do you think that they will sign a free agent to a multi-year deal that averages at least $20 million a year this offseason?
A multi-year deal, at least 20. I'm going to go with no. I mean, I'd like to say yes, Chris. That's a far way away from where they've been at the past handful of years. And again, I hope I'm surprised. I think it's required. I think it's long overdue. I think they have the money to do it. It's just until they do it, I have a tough time seeing it happen.
Jason, why won't you completely shoot down the Kyle Schwarber thing?
Because I don't think Kyle Schwarber is going to come to Pittsburgh, and I think it's all part of the same dynamic here. Like, you can't just go from stagnating and winning five fewer games and this regime has not been a success, which it has not been, and they've topped out at 76 games, to all of a sudden you're going to bring in a $30 million a year free agent to Pittsburgh. Why is he going to come here? Like, you have to walk before you can run. What we're talking about right now is running. And, like, yes, it's great, and they could afford to spend $30 million on Kyle Schwarber this offseason. They absolutely could. They would probably even commit multiple years on the contract. But, again, what evidence would a player of that ilk have to come to Pittsburgh and win? Like, you have to present more of a coherent plan. The Phillies are after Schwarber. The Yankees are after Schwarber. Like, a bunch of these really good teams that spend a lot of money and have coherent plans to win also want to pay these players. So I just – to me, you've got to build some other parts of the house before you can go worry about what's on the front porch.
My counterpoint to that, Jason, would be then how do you start to walk so that you can run? How do you build a good enough team if you're essentially out on the big free agents and have to try to cobble together probable overpays for mid-tier guys who are going to make less of an impact?
That's exactly what you do, Chris. I mean, that's sort of the answer. Like, I don't want to say cobble together, but you shoot a little bit lower. Like, right now, if we're talking about, like, you know, in the 90s, shoot in the 70s or 80s, but overpay those guys a little bit. Like, you're not ready to sign those guys like Schwarber and Naylor, maybe even Suarez, although I think they, like, Suarez could still be in play because of his lack of defense. But, like, either way, I mean, I think you need to go a little bit lower in the crop of free agents. And one other thing, Chris, the Kansas City Royals did this 2 years ago, and I thought it was really smart. They went and got relievers first. They spent their money on bullpen stuff because it's obviously less. And they showed, like, look, we're serious. This is how we're going to do things. They got guys who were connected to starting pitchers and connected to other bats, and they sort of, like, built it from the back out. I don't think that's a terrible idea for the Pirates to spend some lower-level money to say, like, look, this is what we're aiming to do. I don't know, extending Connor Griffin might be an option like that. Say, like, we're serious about spending money, and this is a smart spend. But either way, like, commit a little bit and then still have that money, and then you can show to Schwarber, Naylor, whomever, you know, that type of player that you're serious.
How realistic is it that Connor Griffin actually starts on the big club on opening day?
Very. I think it's very, very possible. I mean, I'm not disputing Jeff Passan. I mean, he's obviously the top of the industry. I'm not going to argue with a word he says. But, like, that's been sort of the assumption around the Pirates anyway. Like, if he's the best option, you darn well better play him. That's what they did with Jared Jones. Like, and it's very possible that Connor Griffin's their best shortstop option.
Jason, is it contingent on Griffin agreeing to a contract that makes Super 2 and everything else moot?
No, I don't think so, Chris. I don't think so. No, I think they would like to get something done with Connor Griffin this offseason because it makes sense. I don't think it's attached to, like, the 2026 opening day roster. Like, even if they don't, like, let's say they don't agree on a number. he would come up here for a team control salary and give them a level of play that they don't have anywhere else. Like, at minimum, Connor Griffin is cheap quality labor. That's the way the Pirates would look at this. So, no, I think it's all on his shoulders, honestly. Like, if he shows that he is ready and he's good enough, which he very well might be, I do not think they're going to stop him. And I didn't think they were going to stop him before reading the Passan thing.
All right, so after hearing Passan's and reading Passan's reporting, what do you think the Pirates' payroll will be in 2026?
The same that I've maintained with you guys.
What was that?
Probably give or take $10 million from last year, which was about 90. I don't think they'll be below, certainly. I think you're probably up near 100. You know, they said they're going to add 30 to 40. Their current commitments are between about 62 and 67 million. So, I mean, that's when they're talking about spending money. It's on top of what's committed right now. You know, I think they could get to 100. And if there's something that's really, really, really out there, like, I don't think they're against going above that a little bit. I mean, you could see the Pirates have a payroll upwards of $100 million. I don't think it's terribly likely. So if I'm going to say the most likely, my best understanding, it's, you know, I'd say 95 to 100 range.
Give us a couple of names that were not in the Passan story that you think are more realistic signing options for the Pirates, Jason.
I think Suarez could have some run. I think he does make sense. I mean, he's one of those guys that you're going to have to do some work to get him to come here. But he's got power. It's not a high average. Trying to think off the top of my head. I mean, like, Kepler would make sense. Cedric Mullins would make sense. That's not going to move any sort of needle. I think Bader declined his option. Harrison Bader, like, he would make some sense. Conforto, if you're looking at outfielders, there's going to be trade possibilities like an Alec Bohm, Jordan Westberg. Those are guys that would really track. Brandon Lau from Tampa Bay is another one. That's a trade possibility. Off the top of my head, those are about it. I mean, I don't think they're going to be in the Schwarber. They're going to monitor it. They're going to be there. I just don't see them as being like a serious contender for a Kyle Schwarber or a Kyle Tucker.
Jason Mackey, Pirates insider from the Post-Gazette. Jason, thanks for coming on with us, man.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.